When I was asked to speak about this project and what it's going to do for the patients that we see and what it's going to do for our emergency and trauma program, the first thing that popped into my mind was a little construction project going over there on campus, and that's the new Kyle Field. The school there made a dedication to improving its athletics department, and then they brought in the right people to run the program. They showed an improvement, and now they're building the facilities to help really expand on that. And that's really kind of the analogy that I would use with us. About 5 or 6 years ago, St. Joseph really made efforts to improve the quality of our emergency and trauma services, starting with our stroke center designation. For the last 5 years, we've been nationally recognized by American Heart Association as the highest level of stroke center in the region. We've maintained the highest chest pain center designation for the last several years. And then, as Odette mentioned, that all accumulated earlier this year with the receiving of our level 2 trauma designation. So with all of those improvements in the quality of care that we are now providing, we've seen a huge increase in not only the number of patients that we see, but how sick those patients are. And really, in order to meet that need to better provide that care, we're now investing in the facilities to do that. What that means is that we'll have more space, more room to take care of those sicker patients. We'll have more space and room to allow the consultants and specialists that we have to do their job. We will have more more specific space for particular patient types of patients. We have trauma patients, psychiatric patients, geriatric patients, a lot of real special patient populations that need special kinds of facilities in order to take care of them. It'll also significantly improve our patient flow so that patients get to the doctor as quickly as possible, and then when they need to get to the operating room or to their inpatient bed, that happens quickly as well. That growth in our services has just been tremendous. We receive almost 1.5 ambulances per hour now at our emergency and trauma facility. So this is really, to me, as an emergency physician, my new Kyle Field. This is going to really step us up and take us to the next level of care.